Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with AMB Baseball. I'm Andy Chiaratiti, joined by my co-host, Keith Glasser. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Going to talk a little bit about proper communication. This one was spurred by your wife. Shout out, Brianna.
Shout out, baby. Yes.
Talking about responding to coaches, and this is fairly straightforward, but I think it's a topic that is worth covering in terms of response times and response rates and making sure that you're getting back to coaches. And kind of the flip side of that, we hear a lot of people complain that coaches don't respond to them. If you don't appreciate that type of behavior, then don't do it. So let's take a couple minutes and talk about, you know, the proper way to, and just really taking some initiative when it talks about getting back to coaches to reach out to you. So kick it off there, coach.
Sure. This was spawned by my wife. But I think it holds true across all sports, all divisions, all everything, right? Like, you know, when I was coaching, when you were coaching, you know, and I came up in a system with some coaches that you had to respond to everyone's email. And I appreciated that. It was something that I made my assistants do, that I did when I was coaching, you know, to make sure that, you know, if people are taking the time to reach out to you, you should at least reciprocate with an email back, whether good, bad, indifferent. And the other side of it too, is that you never know who you're replying to. You know, you might not reply to a kid and 2-3 years later, his brother is a stud and you want to recruit him. And the family's like, yeah, we tried reaching out multiple times and you just didn't give us the time of day. And people remember that stuff. And I, you know, that always stuck with me when I, you know, shout out Coach Rossi, who made, you know, all of us do it when we worked for him. But, you know, there's a lot of truth in that, you know, it could be an alum. It could be, you know, it could be anybody. It could be somebody who knows the president or the member of the board or someone else there on campus. And, you know, you don't necessarily, you know, chances are slim, but you also don't want to have that conversation with somebody above you or an alum or something like that, you know, hey, we've reached out multiple times and you just never respond. Like, that's just not a good look. You know, and we also, you know, we hear it from people that we work with. You see it on Twitter. You see, you know, these questions always pop up when we do in-person recruiting talks and stuff like that with high schools and summer programs, where, like, you know, we reach out to these coaches and no one responds. Like, you know, so the point of this talk is that when coaches reach out to you, you need to make sure that you're checking your email, because I know that a vast majority of you young buckaroos out there don't necessarily check your email regularly. But you need to. That's going to be one of the primary forms of communication with coaches, especially if you go to a tournament and all that's provided is your email. That's how they're going to contact you. They're not going to text you that, you know, maybe they find you on Twitter and DM you. But for the most part, if your email is provided, they're just going to email you and express the interest that they have in you and their program and the like. You know, so when coaches are taking the time to reach out to you, to try to get you to campus, to initiate conversation and get to know you, take the time to respond back. And, you know, my thing is always, and, you know, you want to respond to everyone, obviously. But, you know, maybe it is a school that you're not really that interested in. It's okay to say, like, hey, coach, you know, I'd really appreciate it. I'm a little bit further down the road with a couple other schools. Or, you know, I looked at your program, your majors, your school doesn't have my major. I really appreciate the interest, but, you know, I'm looking to be a biology major and you don't have biology. I don't know what school in the country doesn't have bio, but, you know, you get the gist here. The other is, you never know who you're responding to, right? Like, if it's an assistant coach, that might be a coach who ends up getting a head job somewhere that you are interested in. And if you big league them and you don't respond, they're going to remember that. Like, yeah, I reached out to you when I was at this school and you big leagued me and didn't have the time of day for me. Like, you know, I'm going to move on to someone else. You know, so it's multifaceted like anything else. And there's a lot of nuance to it, but it takes, like, I know that you young guys and girls out there are on your phones constantly. it takes the same amount of time to respond to an email as it does to a text message. So just shoot a response out, or, you know, sit down on designated nights and go through your email. You know, every Tuesday and Friday, I go through my emails, or Tuesdays and Saturdays, and I respond to all the emails and get back to all the coaches who have reached out to me, and get emails out to coaches that programs I'm interested in. And if you do it that way, you're going to find a lot more success and have a lot more conversations, and people are going to get to know you, and coaches are going to think like, yo, this person's squared away. They respond, they're prompt, they do all the things. And, you know, that goes a long way in the recruiting process.
Yeah, the other side of it too is, and we talk about how difficult this process is and how limited the opportunities can be. And specifically early on in your process, you don't want to close any doors. A lot of times it's worth having a conversation with a coach. You know, if they reach out to you and say, hey, you know, we saw you at such and such an event, I think you're a good player, you know, would like to hop on the phone with you, don't dismiss that. Hear that coach out. I mean, there's two pieces to that. One, you might be surprised with what you hear. And two, you're going to get experience on the phone with coaches, and that stuff matters. That you need to practice that. And, you know, we try to prepare people to have conversations with coaches and have lists of questions and walk them through different ways to respond and thinking about the type of questions that coaches are going to ask. But until you get in the ring and you're having that conversation with a coach, you don't really get that real world practice, and it's valuable. And you get a chance to sort through different philosophies. You get to sort through different recruiting styles, and you start to figure out what type of people that you like communicating with. So, you know, if you're lucky enough where you're getting recruited by enough schools that you can shoot an email back that says, hey, coach, thanks, but no thanks, in a nice way, that coach, he deserves that. But also take advantage of the opportunity to get to know some of these schools. Don't just dismiss them right off the bat. Don't think that you're better than any particular school. Like, interest is interest in this game, and you got to try to take it where you can get it. And a lot of times that helps sort out kind of where you fit in the grand scheme of things. And then to your point, no need to burn any bridges in this game. Guys pop up all over the place, and you might end up playing for that guy 2 years later. And not that that coach is going to judge you because you didn't answer an email, but, you know, goes a long way just being able to respond, whether it's a, hey, I'm super interested, can't wait to talk to you, or something as simple as, you know, hey, coach, right now I'm looking at some other options. If that changes, I'll be sure to reach back out. Thank you for your interest. Please let me know if you need anything from me in the future. It's not super complicated. It doesn't need to be a verbose response, but that response matters. And I want to hammer home when you said, just because some coaches don't respond doesn't mean it's okay for you not to respond. Right. And some coaches get inundated with emails, and it can be a little bit difficult sometimes. But if you're a coach listening to this, try to respond to kids. They just want to try to get recruited. And sometimes a no is the best thing that they can hear in this process. You know, and this goes for text messages. It goes for DMs and Twitter. Just be responsive. You never know who you're talking to. And any interest is good interest in this. And, you know, there's no reason to just dismiss something right off the bat because it may not be a school that's currently on your radar. You'd be shocked at what you learn when you talk to some coaches and you start to figure out like, oh, wow, I didn't know that that place had what they had. I didn't know that they were a really competitive program. I didn't know that they had the major that I was looking for. Or, wow, I look at the school online and I go, oh, geez, that's a really nice campus. So take the time to respond. Take the time to do a little bit of research and get to know these schools that are reaching out to you. Because once again, if you're getting contacted by coaches, you are in the minority. And that's an important thing to recognize when you go through this, that any interest is good interest.
Yeah, we hit the nail on the head. You know, I think that, you know, to your point, it's a huge learning experience to be able to not only communicate via email or text message, but also if you get on the phone, you know, like you can get on the phone and, you know, you maybe it is a place that you ultimately don't really like and you don't end up at, but you have a couple of conversations early and then all of a sudden you get on the phone with, you know, the schools that you do like, and you can make a pretty good impression on the coaches that you're talking to because, you know, you've already done this four or five times before. And, you know, that coach walks away from that phone conversation, be like, wow, that kid's really good on the phone. Like, that's, he's got everything it is that I'm looking for. And, you know, it's like anything else, you're practicing doing it. And the better you get at it, the better the impression that you can make with coaches. But, you know, I just think that it goes both ways that, you know, if you're not going to, you know, as a coach, if you're not going to respond to kids, like, you know, you can't necessarily get all that upset when kids don't respond to you. Like, you can't have it both ways. And, you know, like I said, it's the same. I think it goes both ways too. Like, as a player, you know, you can't complain that people aren't responding. Like, you know, X school isn't responding to me, and then not respond to the coach that you have a program you don't might not think is, or you think is beneath you. You know, and vice versa. Like, you never know who is emailing and trying to get in contact with you as a coach. It could be, like I said, an alum. It could be a donor. It could be the grandson of an alum who played baseball, like whatever it might be. You know, so being able to, you know, and the biggest one is like, what if they have siblings that are really good? Like, you don't want to burn that bridge either. Like, yeah, I don't respond to this kid. And then 3 years later, you try to recruit someone. It's like, yeah, we tried. Like, you didn't respond at all. Like, we're not interested. Like, that one's going to sting a little bit. Like, if I took 5 minutes of time to respond to an email, maybe we have a shot at this kid who's a stud. You know, but like I said, I just think that, like, you know, one of the things that we continually hear and you hear coaches, you know, gripe about it and people, you know, on the recruiting end, the families who get recruited, like, no, people don't respond or this, that, and the other thing. Like, you know, if communication is one of the pillars of your program and you want clear communication from people, like, you need to get it from both ends. You need to be clear in your communication with kids, and kids need to be clear in communication with you. And that, like, that can be a red flag too, right? Like, and you know, if communication is a huge piece of what it is that you want out of your team, and you're in the recruiting process and you take forever to respond, or you ghost people, or you respond every, like, once every 2 weeks, like, they're going to move on because it's a priority for them that you can communicate effectively. And if you're showing in the recruiting process you can't, that coaching staff is just going to move on. And same thing, like, you would hate to lose an opportunity because you just don't check your email and don't respond, you know? So it's, you want to make sure that you're doing everything in your power to be able to put your best foot forward and be recruited by the coaching staffs that you want to be recruited by.
Spot on. Anything else?
Nope.
Never. All right. Answer your emails. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on EMDBaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.